Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, someone is on.
Yes,
how
I'm
are
Stephanie.
You?
Stephanie, greetings from Trinidad.
Very nice to meet you.
Thank you, and to you too.
And I'm here too.
Hello?
And I'm here
Hi,
too.
Hi, everyone. Can everyone kind of introduce themselves? Everyone is unmuted, so we can just kind of get to know each other and open up with that.
Sure.
Hi.
This is Catherine.
Hi,
Hi, this is Marie.
This is Robert.
This is Stephanie. Hi. I'm from Trinidad.
My name is Jermaine.
This is Kelly from Seattle.
This is Sarah. Kathy from Mexico.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. I am going to click over to muted just so there isn't so much interference and so much background noise. And I'm excited to have everyone here and to have our first group call. I wanted to just go over a few brief things that it looks like we're having a few problems with, and maybe some people are having trouble connecting. The Facebook group link is active. So if you go on to our Soulful Activations group page, the link you received in your email, it is working. I worked out all of the bugs with that. I don't know why some people couldn't access it, but it is working. And also, if you can add our info at soulfultraveladventures.com email link, if you can whitelist us so that you're receiving our emails, that's where we send out all of our updates, any information you will need or want for your upcoming sessions, anything like that, because we've added everyone, but I think it's going into junk and some people are missing it. So if you can whitelist us or go to our website, soulfultraveladventures.com, there is also a subscription link right on the homepage where you can sign up and instantly gain access to our emails, and automatically that will automatically whitelist us because you approve it. So a few things like that will really help with communication and making sure you're getting everything you need and everything to understand the entire package and program. So if anybody has any questions, anything that they would like to ask about the program that was unclear, I see a few hands raised. If you will raise your hands and we'll just go ahead and go over that before we dive right in so we can make sure we hit anybody that has questions. So I am going to Stephanie. You are unmuted. Where'd it go? Sorry, Stephanie, I'm trying to find you. I'm new to this program. So, oh, there we go. There we are. Stephanie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear
okay.
me? Yeah.
I can. Sorry, it took me a second to figure out how this system works.
I found that I fall asleep the minute I start to listen to it, even though I can't even finish the grounding session. Even just now, I sat here listening and I just fell asleep again. And that is
okay.
listening to it. I just falling asleep every time I put it on to listen to it. Whether it's daytime,
okay.
night, I don't know. if I can never go through, as if I go, if I could miss the ground. In fact, I don't, I just fall asleep.
Okay. One thing to remember about the MP3s, so that's why I put so many warnings on there, they are set to theta brainwave frequency, and theta is the brainwave right before you fall asleep. So the point is it intentionally makes you drowsy, and it intentionally brings you lower and lower into a state of unconsciousness in between rest and awake, because when you are in that state, you can access, it goes straight into your subconscious, so you can access those programs and beliefs and lack and limitation programs you are running, and it will help release them faster because it's going straight into the subconscious. So it is very, very important to only listen to them right before you fall asleep so that you can function throughout your day. Don't listen to them while you're driving right before you have a big activity, because it will cause drowsiness, and it does that intentionally. So, and don't worry about if you get too tired to do the meditation or the intros, because it will keep walking your subconscious mind through it. It's perfectly okay if you fall asleep during the process, because it's all still working because of the frequencies I embedded into the MP3. So let's see. I don't have a name for this caller, but it looks like it is 493 area code. You're unmuted.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, wonderful. Hello. I've got a similar question, not about falling asleep, but maybe you can share how to best use the MP3s. Like, you said that we should use them in order, but how, you know, how many days would you recommend to spend with one MP3 before going on to the next? What would you say?
Okay. The best thing to do is to listen to them in order, and as you listen to each one, if you have an emotional response from one of the MP3s, if you notice when you listen to the first one, Soulful Reflections, if you notice you're crying or you're getting very angry, or, you know, you just have any type of emotional response, I recommend listening to it nightly, only one time a night, because we don't want to make you purge too fast. We want it to be a nice, gentle process of eliminating one layer at a time and not sending you into, you know, overload where you're in a fetal position on the floor, because you're just purging too much too fast. But just listening to it until you no longer have an emotional response. If you have zero emotional response, you can move directly on to the next one the next night. And just keep going through the program. And then once you have completed the program, if you would like to listen to them again in any order, or would like to just play the silent ones in a loop in the, you know, in the background of your home or office, just to really anchor in that vibration, especially ones for self-love or self-trust or anything like that, the sky's the limit, because you've already, you know, went through it. You already know you're not going to have an intense purge experience, and so you can listen to them in any order after you've done it once.
Okay, so it's basically listening to the MP3s before you go to sleep, just once, with your headphones on. And whenever you feel that you've covered it, so to say, then you can move on.
Correct. Yep.
Wonderful. That's
perfect.
Very helpful.
Thank you.
I
guess I should have wrote that more clearly in the directions about the emotional response. And so I have a, because you guys are asking questions, this is great, because that lets me know, you know, where you guys are at with your understanding and your comfort level, so I can ask Aram's team to go in and, you know, make some of these very, very clear repeatedly in the link that you guys receive after you purchase, because I think a lot of that was left off on your purchase link. I haven't even had access to it yet, so I can't even see what you guys see, but it seems to be a reoccurring question.
Yeah. I read all of it. And,
okay.
I don't know what you posted on Facebook, because I'm not doing Facebook, but I thought this is so important that you might share it on the call as well. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Any questions, you just feel free to raise your hands. We will have this check-in every call, so if anybody is having any problems or any questions that they want to resolve, I'm always here and I'm always available, but Facebook is the best way to reach me because I'm just more active in there with other things. I only see my email about twice a day in the morning and night, so it's the best place. So I think we already, so if no one else has any questions, we will just dive right into just checking to make sure nobody else is raising their hand. Okay. We will dive right into your meditation so we can get started on that. And then we can open up for a discussion afterwards if anybody has any questions or anything that comes up for them that they would like to share their experience or just anything they would like to share with the group. So if everyone can get very comfortable and very relaxed. And we will go through a meditation because currently we are in a very intense energy portal that is the full moon and the eclipse. And so we are having a lot of purge and release naturally just with the natural pull that the planets are having on us currently. So this is the perfect time to really let go of anything that you feel is blocking or slowing down your manifestation process forward. And so we want to make sure we really take advantage of these high energy times and maximize our release so we can set a really strong foundation moving forward and just start to really anchor in the life that we desire and everything that we wish to manifest. So let's just get comfortable. If you're laying down, let your whole body relax. Allow your arms to relax down by your side and your feet apart, settled on the floor. Close your eyes. This is your time, so leave all your worries at the door. Allow yourself to relax into the flow of the moment. There is only right here, right now. Notice any sounds outside the room. Acknowledge them and let them go. Notice any sounds inside the room and acknowledge them and let them go. Tell your body to relax. Let your feet and legs soften into position. Drop your shoulders. Relax your hands. Allow your full body to soften down and relax into a natural position. Take a deep cleansing breath in and let it flow out, breathing out the tension of your body. Allow your breathing to fall into its natural rhythm, not trying to control it in any way. Keep your awareness on your breath. Notice the cool sensation as it goes in through your nose, down the back of your throat, into your lungs. Then notice as it leaves again, back through your throat and out your nose. Let your breathing fall into its natural rhythm and just observe it
as it moves in and out? Any random thoughts that come into your mind and let them go? As you bring your attention back into your breathing, if thoughts intrude, just acknowledge them and allow them to flow past. With every breath in, you breathe in relaxation. With every breath out, your shoulders drop and your body relaxes. Feel your chest and stomach gently rise and fall with each breath. Notice how your body feels, how calm and gentle your breathing is, how relaxed your body is. Continue watching your breathing and staying mindful of it in and out. As you drift off, allow my voice to bring your attention back to your breathing. Think of a person that you wish to let go of, cut off, or forgive. It might be someone who is presently in your life, regularly or not so much. They might be near to you or far. It might be someone from your past. Visualize the person standing in front of you. Think of your reasons for letting this person or this issue leave your life. It may be because the person or situation harms your well-being or causes you to feel negative emotions, or simply because it is just time to let it go once and for all. Let yourself feel all of the emotions attached to this situation or to this person. Now bring your attention to your solar plexus, your stomach area. Visualize a fine silvery energy cord that reaches from your solar plexus to their solar plexus. This silver cord that creates the link, the attachment to the person or situation. See it radiate and pulsate as it feeds the energy connection. Every time you think about this person or situation, think of the link between you and them as being strengthened. Now imagine that you have a big pair of golden scissors in your hand. Visualize yourself cutting through this energy cord with scissors. If it does not cut through the first time, do it again with emotional strength behind it, detaching yourself completely from this situation or person, dissolving the connection completely. You are now detached. I want you to surround this person or situation with green healing light. Wish it well, bless it with love and forgiveness, and watch it turn around and move off. Feel the release around your solar plexus. Pull any remaining energy back into your solar plexus, cover and seal it with yellow light, telling yourself, I bring all my energy back to me. You are safe and protected. You hold your power with love. Let yourself now be aware of any feelings of heaviness left over in your body or energy field or emotions. Visualize yourself under a gentle waterfall or shower of silver light. Let this light pour over you, through and out of your hands and feet and every part of your body, clearing and cleansing your energy field of any negative residue. Bring your attention now to your chest area. Here you can see a little green light, an emerald green hue of the heart chakra. Gently breathe into your heart, letting it soften with each breath. Allow the green light to expand, to get brighter, to gently swirl in your chest. As you breathe out, let go of any tension in your heart. Allow it to leave your heart with every breath. Release any negative emotions from your heart chakra that have been wearing you down. Allow yourself to feel those emotions as they leave your body. Feel the pain and let it go with every breath. Release pain, unforgiveness, anger, grief, self-loathing, loss, regret, rage. It is natural to feel these emotions, and it is healthy to feel them deeply, and then let them go so they do not poison you. Allow it all to leave the heart center to make space for love. As you let go of the past, you release that there are no mistakes, only lessons in growth, and you move forward. Continuous cycles of learning and growing, situations and people entering your life and leaving again when the purpose is served. Everyone we meet is for a reason, a blessing, or a lesson. Everything is happening in the right way at the right time. And just as the body needs time to heal from an illness, the heart and soul also need time to heal from hurt, pain, anger, and a gradual process of growing and letting go. For now, in this moment of time, let go of any hurt in your heart and make room to invite another little bit of peace and healing, new and beautiful people and situations. Bring your attention back to your heart chakra, gently swirling, ready to invite some beautiful green light in, the color of spring, of new beginnings. Bathe your heart center with nourishment, renewal, healing. Let your heart take what it needs and tell yourself, I easily forgive myself and others. I lovingly forgive all that there is. They are free and I am free. All is well within my heart now. I allow myself to give and receive love freely. Fill up your heart center with a green light, allowing it to heal you with every breath. The green glow brings you deep love, compassion, balance, and abundance. As you breathe it in, allow it to fill up your whole chest. You are loved. You are free. You are back to your center. This is a chakra of love for yourself and others. Let it glow, bring gifts of compassion, self-acceptance, and the ability to love deeply. Breathe in pink and let these feelings expand, seeing yourself living in perfect harmony with everyone in your life. Let it fill you with gratitude for this opportunity to live in this wonderful world. Fill your heart swell with compassion and forgiveness for yourself and others. With every breath in, allow this wonderful light to fill your heart and radiate through your entire body, filling every space, healing every cell. Let the light fill your heart and body until it is overflowing, until you have more than you need, until you can spread your light and love back out into the world, drawing it in through your heart chakra and letting it flow back out in a beautiful cycle. Spend a few moments allowing yourself to breathe in, then dissolve everything that no longer serves your highest good. Now visualize your heart chakra closing down a little into the size of a fairy light back into normal function. Now bring your awareness back to the flow of your breathing in and out. Feel your cool breath in your nose and down your throat. The movement of your tummy rising and falling. Be aware of your body as it rests against the floor or seat. Bring your attention to your toes and give them a little wiggle. Wiggle your fingers and shrug your shoulders and let yourself be aware of the room again and all of the sounds close by. And when you feel ready, open your eyes and bring yourself back into the present moment and have a little stretch. Hopefully everyone is feeling very relaxed and rejuvenated. And if anybody would like to share their experience with that, anything that arose during that meditation or any anything else they've discovered along their journey of doing this package, please raise your hand and feel free to share so we can open lines of communication. If anybody has anything that they would like to discuss or any questions they would like me to answer, as long as they're brief questions, then I would be more than happy to, even if it's not related to the package, if they would just like more clarity before a session or anything else. It just says web caller, Arcana. I unmuted you.
Oh, yes. Hello. How are you today? It's Archana. Yes. I just wanted to share what a powerful experience this has been. I literally just signed up, and I went through your MP3s before the call, and I was going through them, and I've actually been doing this work for a long time. My question, to keep it very brief, is I've been on this path for a long time, and I've felt my twin flame for some time now, and I feel that reunion with my twin flame is imminent. And I've waited a long time, but I've also known that I'm on a, you know, very special path, ascension pathway. And I have felt myself going in and out of 5D now for a little while, since end of last year. I've seen very exceptionally beautiful things. Hard to describe. Yeah.
Okay. So what was your question?
Okay, well, regarding the twin flame, I guess you'll just know when you meet them.
That they're your twin flame, you mean?
Yes.
Yes, but that's kind of a complicated question, and I'm a lot of people seem to have a lot of questions about the twin flame experience, so I think it's something we should probably discuss on one of our calls. But yes, when we meet our twin flame, there is a deep knowing that a familiarity that we've known them before, and we feel very at home and at peace with them. There's just a lot involved in the journey, because when we meet them and our energy fields merge upon meeting them, we have a lot of emotions that come up, because the whole point of that interaction is to help us eliminate any lack or limitation within our field that prevents us from experiencing unconditional love. So it will be a very emotional experience upon meeting them. It will be the most loving and peaceful experience we've ever experienced. And at the exact same time, it will throw in our faces everything we have not confronted within ourselves. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it can be very difficult, but these are things that we can go over in, you know, one-on-one sessions if people believe they're having a twin flame experience. And I can explain it in depth and explain the energy signatures and anything you will be specifically experiencing within your unique journey with them. And as I said, I think that we probably should have a call or two on this subject, because it seems like a lot of people have questions. So we will definitely go and explore this topic more in depth so everybody can understand. But thank you. Does anyone else have any questions or any experiences they would like to share? Anything that's coming up for them? If anybody would like some brief guidance, I try to leave the last 30 minutes open so that we have plenty of time so people can get any guidance that they need. Let's see. Rhonda Walton, 704, you are unmuted.
Hi, Shamise. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. Shamise, I have a question for you. As far as listening to the package and the MP3s, I know you said they need to be listened to in order, but is it best to do just one a day, or can I do multiple? That was my first question. And then I guess a statement. When we went through the process, there are a couple of people that I need to forgive, but there was some resistance. Because in my mind, it was like, well, if I go through this process, then I'm going to have them walk out of my life. So not sure what that's about.
Okay. To answer your first question, I really believe in empowering people and teaching them to listen to their own intuition and listen to, you know, what their guidance system is giving them. So if you feel strongly that you can skip, you know, that you can listen to one and listen to another, please, by all means, trust that and see how that works for you. But I recommend one at a time, you know, listening to one a day, just because I would hate for, like I said, I would hate for people to go through the purge process too fast and get triggered and feel like they're having a setback. So especially if I have not had a one-on-one session with you yet, and we have not, you know, cut cords and released, done a lot of release work, so you're very balanced, you may end up purging a lot because I haven't touched base with your energy system and already done that for you. So, like I said, if you don't have an energy and an emotional response, then just check in with your intuition, you know, see what it says. Read the description of the next one, see how it feels, and trust that first and foremost. But that is just my recommendation, because I don't want people to move so quickly that they feel like they have to rebound.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I'm sorry, I forgot your second question. What was your second question?
It was just that I felt some reason. Yes.
A lot of times when you go through a forgiveness process and you feel like people might walk out of your life, emotions are kind of funny and they communicate in ways that, can be a little confusing sometimes. So I'm wondering if you feeling like they were going to walk out of your life, or if your relationship was going to transform. Because if you forgive somebody and you don't forgive what they've done, if they've hurt you, you're not forgiving what they've done to hurt you. Because, you know, we want to honor ourselves and respect ourselves and not be a doormat and have boundaries. You're releasing yourself from the stronghold of the emotions behind it. You know, that's kind of the basic underlying energy of forgiveness. You're not saying, I forgive you for hurting me repeatedly. You're saying, I forgive you for us being stuck in this space. You know, I'm releasing us from this space. I'm releasing my emotional attachment to the pain, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. Thank you for explaining it that way.
Yeah, because we don't want to let people off the hook for hurting us, because, you know, we need to either explain to them what they're doing is hurtful and have the courage to communicate and set boundaries, or if we've already done that and they're unwilling and they hurt us repeatedly, we need to have the courage to say, I'm sorry, this cycle is complete. I'm going to have to love you from very far away, because you're not getting the memo that this is a painful experience. And so that's all the act of forgiveness is really releasing yourself from the stronghold of those emotions of getting hurt over and over again, so that you can learn to put yourself in healthy situations that support you and respect you and are very loving for your growth.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Awesome,
thank
awesome.
You, sweetheart.
Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see. I have Susan.
Susan.
Area code 302, you are unmuted.
Thank you. And I also wanted to thank, I guess it was Rhonda who just asked the question that led to your explanation that therefore answered my question because, yes, I was, you know, went through the process and I'm like, okay, I'm perfectly happy having this person leave my life, but I'm still So when you explain, hey, it's okay to be angry about what they did, it's just, you know, try to, well, I think you know what I'm trying to say because you remember that I was the one where, you know, I'll go help somebody and then they'll, you know, throw all their garbage at me and,
yes,
you know, blame
you had
for their
the
problem.
Famous sign blazing, dump here, dump everything here.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. No. And that's, you know, like I said, respect for yourself, love for yourself, is of the utmost importance because if we can't model that for ourselves and give that to ourselves, how else is anyone else going to get the message? So if we're not putting up boundaries and saying, whoa, wait a second, you know, this is, it's not okay for you to dump all of your garbage on me and ask me to take it to the trash can for you. So if there's a problem, you can come to me. We can discuss it. You hold your garbage. I hold my garbage, and we'll walk to the garbage can together. But don't require me to do all of the work for you. There has to be that disconnect. And if somebody can't walk to the garbage can with you, then they're not respecting their journey or your journey, and they're asking you to own all of their garbage. And like I said, that's when it's a great opportunity for you to reflect on it honestly and your energy output honestly. If you're drained because you're constantly taking out their garbage, then say, I think I need to love you from a distance because, you know, this isn't a very supportive situation.
I haven't gotten to the love from a distance part. The distance I'm fine with, the love not so much.
That's okay. That's okay, and that's why I'm such a fan of choice and respecting your feelings and your journey first and foremost. Because when we honor our rage, when we honor our anger, when we honor our sadness and our pain, we're not trying to shove it even deeper and throw more and more layers on top of it because we never heal by disconnecting and detaching from our emotional field. We need to feel through that. We need to say and acknowledge and look clearly at why am I so angry at this person and cannot get to a peaceful space of forgiveness. And you need to be okay with being in that space until you figure it out. And that's okay. Just saying, I respect the power that you have over me, rage. I respect the power that you are showing me because in those emotions and in owning those emotions, you find every single piece of you and you bring it right back to you. Because those emotions that you can't let go of are pieces of your soul that you gave to that experience. And by honoring how that experience made you feel when you gave it a piece of yourself, you're calling that piece back. You're not trying to cover up the fact that it's missing. You're calling that piece of yourself back to you and saying, no, I'm really mad that that piece of me is gone. I'm really sad that that piece of me is gone, and I really want it back. And you're ushering it back.
It sounds like it's a form of soul retrieval.
It is. It's exactly what it is. You're honoring that something's missing and you want it back.
This is the best explanation I've heard of forgiveness because I've been butting heads with people for years. They kept going, you have to forgive. I'm like, you have no idea how angry I am.
You know, you're very welcome. You have to do everything at your pace. If you're not there yet, if you can't forgive somebody yet, honor that, because you haven't got your peace back. You haven't got that little piece of yourself back from that situation. And if the cycle is not complete until that piece of you comes back, until you're given your power and your soul peace back. So just honor that process and just keep at it until you claim all your pieces back. So then, let's see, area code 718, you are unmuted. Bindi?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Good, how
it's
are
Jacqueline,
you?
Jacqueline, actually. Good, thank
oh.
you. Actually, the last question answered some of my, a part of my question. So I've been in a relationship, husband, for many, many years, 20 years almost, actually. And it's been a battle back and forth for quite some time. And the part of the forgiving, as was stated right before me, is, you know, I've been working on it. It's very, very difficult because a lot of hurt has been involved. But the interesting part is that with the working on it is him changing, and which he has, and basically has really become a different person. Not completely, of course, and never will be, but a lot has changed in understanding me and what, you know, I need in order for our family and to move forward. But I still cannot forgive those things. As much as I say sometimes, I don't have that anger and rage so much, I could say, towards him.
Mm-hmm.
But those feelings, like I, when I look at him, I still, I don't feel, again, like the super-duper anger, but I feel that resentment, I guess, towards him still, and kind of that doubt. I don't feel protected, I guess I should say. I don't feel as if
okay.
it'll never happen again.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to honor those processes because, you know, if you don't feel safe and don't feel like you can trust him, then you're owning your emotional state and you're taking responsibility for that. And that's okay. That's your intuition saying, you know, we had a complete breakdown in our ability to create a safe and sacred space. And you need to take responsibility for that. And it's okay. It's fine. So even though he's changing, it's okay to say, oh, I acknowledge and I see that you're changing. I see that all of the hard work you're putting in and that you're trying, but I'm just not there yet because what you did hurt
right.
me so deeply. It's going to take time and it is what it is. So you're just going to have to respect my space in healing and building up that trust again. And that's the beautiful thing. If you stay in your space and you own your emotional space and say, I see all of the work you're doing. I appreciate everything that you're doing, but I'm just not there yet. If they are truly sincere in making an effort and doing what they say they're going to do, they will respect your space and they will keep moving forward in a positive direction. If they throw a fit and say, but look at all the work I've done, da 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 da, then they still don't, they still haven't got the memo. They're
right.
still
Well, that's the thing is that
fit,
is that originally it's right. Originally it's the fit, you know, hoping that in return he'll get, you know, the love and compassion that, you know, was in the beginning of our relationship, which obviously not only am I not there, but quite honestly, I don't think I could really ever get there. You know, it's gotten to that point where as I see him improving and kind of really starting to do all the things that I ask of him and it's being done and it's still not enough, I've come to I'm starting to come to the understanding that I don't think it'll ever be enough at this point, like nothing, you know?
And that's okay. That's okay. We're allowed to change our minds. We're allowed
right,
to be in a different space, so it's okay. So just let it go and just, you know, communicate that honestly with him if you feel like that's what you need to do, or just move forward, or whatever you feel to honor your space. It sounds to me like you're in a very clear and empowered space, and I say bravo.
Thank you. Well, it's just, you know, the questioning sometimes of you know, how did it even get to this point? And is it almost like, you know, my contract with him is not finished, which is what I believe, and how do I get to that point of getting there is more, you know, I guess important at this point, because yes, pretty much I would say that my decision has been made. It's just, I want to be able to move forward knowing that I'm not going to be sucked back in because the contract has not been completed yet, and know that I could freely move forward, you know, with a clear, you know, conscious, and knowing that I'm being directed by divine correctly, and to ultimately meet my twin flame.
Yeah. Well, just know it's always a choice. I will confirm for you, if you feel like you are done and you have no desire to move forward, that is an indication our cycle is complete. Because it's only when we can't let go of a person or a situation that the cycle has not completed. It's only when we are confused about what to do, one foot in, one foot out, that it's about ready to end, but it's about ready to evolve one direction or the other, but hasn't yet. If you've made up your mind and this is how you feel, it has completed. You've detached from that situation, right? That's
left before.
Detachment.
Right, but I've left before. This is my whole, you know, thing, is that it's not the purpose of, you know, I've left more than once. It's not that I have the fear of actually leaving or, you know, moving forward. I have, but, you know, there's just something just, and the only explanation I've ever gotten was that our contract has not been, you know, completed. But, you know, again, I just don't know how to complete it. And if it's completed, how do you know?
Because you walk away and you don't second guess it. That's
right.
That's how you know it's completed, because you're completely detached from it. You have no desire to keep ping-ponging back and forth.
Well, it's also a little bit difficult when you have children involved. That's the only thing, too. You know, there's
yeah,
always going to be some kind of a connection.
You'll have that desire for them to have their father in their life, but not yours.
Right. Right.
You'll just have no desire to move forward, and you'll just want to rebuild your life. That's how you know.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let's see, caller 917, Shreya, you are unmuted.
It's Sandy Srivastava. We had a backstage pass, and so we have done some cutting of cords and stuff. So my question is, if I wanted to have a reading as you did on the From Heartache to Joy telephone call, where would I send my picture? What email address is best to use for that? I have a session with you today at 1 p.m. your time.
Okay. It's best to send it to me at info@soulfultraveladventures.com, and I'll spell that out. It's SOULFULL. TRAVELADVENTURES.com. So
okay,
Soulful actually has two L's. But yes, that's where you can send any and all communications to me. So pictures, anything like that can be sent directly to that email address.
Okay, thank you, Shamise. That was my
question,
because I want to send it now.
Okay, thank you,
okay,
and
I'll
see you in a few then.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's see. Uh, caller 650 from Mountain View, California.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Shami. This is Sadi.
Nice to meet you.
I'm good, and hello to everyone. Yes, same here. So I wanted to share that I think I started your MP3s 2 days back, and I definitely fell asleep like the other members also you know, informed. But you know, Thursday and Friday were like I was just so sad. I can't tell you. And today it's like totally opposite. So like it could be the energies of the full moon and everything happening. But I had a strong pull at my heart telling me that my guy is trying to reach me, but I don't know what to do about it. And I have had this kind of stuff earlier also. And the pull is so strong that, you know, your heart will just come out.
Okay.
Just come out and it will be like in front of you. So... and I don't know what to do about it. Today I am like, you know, a little cheerful. I am like I'm in a totally opposite mood as I was in the past 2 days. So I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I feel much relaxed today. So probably it is a time to go to the second MP3, but like probably you can guide me better.
Okay. Well, like I said, the MP3s are set to theta, so they will make you, they're supposed to make you sleepy and drowsy on purpose so they can really go into your subconscious programming, and they should be helping everyone get a really restful night's sleep. Then with the beats that are also in them, they're balancing out both hemispheres of the brain, and I've infused them with a topic of whatever the title of the MP3 is. So if you're feeling that tug at your heart, you're probably listening to one of the love, you know, soulful reflections or love connections or one of those heart chakra release.
The first one.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
see,
like
that,
everything in the order.
Releasing any heart walls, cutting cords, anything like that. So they're taking all of that down. So... and if your heart walls are dropping and you've had heart walls up for a very long time, then you will feel love coming in because those walls aren't blocking it. So if you say you're feeling your loved one coming in and pulling at you, it's those heart walls are coming down, so you can feel that love more powerfully finally. And if you are having a really hard time navigating your emotions and you're just feeling a very deep purge, just remember, drink lots of water, because anytime we're releasing and we're purging, we want to stay hydrated so that we're releasing all of those energies and all of that toxicity out. And exercising, just moving your body, going for a walk helps it get out even faster. And taking salt baths, having a bath with essential oils, Epsom salt, lavender is a really nice, relaxing essential oil to put in your bath, chamomile, drinking chamomile tea. You know, anything that's just going to help you release and pull things out faster and a little more gently. So if you're purging faster than you would like, I would recommend drinking a lot of water and going for a walk and taking a nice warm salt bath. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. And I, after many, many, many weeks, I actually went out and, you know, sat near some flowers. Probably I've not done that for like long. And last 2 days, I had a strong feeling to go and sit around them, you know. And I was sitting in the sunshine. I, like, you know, we normally are in the office. And we're always in closed walls. And then you go to the office in the morning. And then we are home in the night. And then again, I have calls. So I specifically, I don't know what, but I was triggered to go and sit in the sunshine. And but, you know, I was continuously sobbing. So I was sobbing,
that's
and
perfect.
I was like...
No, sunshine is amazing. You know, all of that vitamin D, and it's very supportive. So, no, that's mm-hmm. a great way to, you know, listen to your intuition and really honor your process. Like I've been saying, do what you feel called to do. So, great job listening to what your body needed.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye. Let's see, caller 493, that's all the information I have. You are unmuted.
Hi, Shamise, I've got another question.
Okay.
It's on cord cutting. I remember an energy healer saying that it's important to get the message that's in the cord somehow before you cut it, because otherwise it... I don't know, it wouldn't last or it wouldn't be complete, or I don't remember exactly, but I'd like to know what's your take on that. I mean, do you have to do something before cutting the cord, or can you just cut it? What's your experience?
I've actually never heard that to get a message before you cut the cord before, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. So I do not use that process.
Okay.
But when I do cut cords, I always, you know, again, it goes back to paying attention to any messages, but really listening to your body, because you will get everything you need. It will come to you naturally. You know, your emotional responses and all of that, that's why those are so important, and that's why it's so important to honor that process. Because that gives you the information for the healing process that you need. So if you feel drawn to cut a cord and you're having no emotional response and everything's okay, then, yeah, just cut the cord. And if you go to cut the cord and you feel a little heavy in your heart and you notice you're hesitating, then there's probably something you're still connecting into to release. So just let it be a very natural process. And allow yourself to do whatever works for you, and trust that spirit will give you exactly what you need. And if spirit doesn't give you anything, then it's unnecessary. You don't need that information. It doesn't serve your highest good moving forward any longer. It's just past information. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yeah. And can you also call in, like, Archangel Michael to cut the cord for you, or is it important that you do it yourself with the golden scissors?
No. Actually, anytime I cut cords personally, I always ask Archangel Michael to do it, just because he is amazing at cutting cords with his cord of truth, and
he's
really amazing at ushering that energy out. Just, you know, I think of him as, like, my energy bodyguard. He's just like, hey, come on, dude. You don't belong here anymore. Let's go. You know, and he'll just take him away for you. So, no, I love to use him. He's an amazing energy to really just clear everything up.
Okay, so it's okay if you don't – it's not like not being responsible. It's like just more like I don't know, surrendering or just asking a higher power to help you with it. It's okay to do that this way.
Absolutely. See, the thing that everybody, you know, needs to remember, and that's the whole point of my program, and we'll keep going deeper and deeper into it, is what I do works for me. My journey is based on my past life, my present life experience, my training, what resonates at my particular frequency, that's what works for me. And all I can do is shine my light as brightly as possible. People who are having an experience similar to mine or that are part of my soul tribe will feel my light and resonate with it and come to me and say, hey, what works for you? And I will share that. And it's very important that when you hear what I'm telling you, you see, you listen to what resonates and what doesn't. And if I suggest something, it is only a suggestion, and if you don't resonate with it, throw it out. because nobody, there is no right or wrong way. There is what works for each individual person and what doesn't work for each individual person. So if someone tells you this is the way it has to be done, period, no exceptions, that's not really true because that's what works for them, period, no exceptions. But your journey is probably completely different. Your energy is unique to you. You know, it needs to really be a very unique experience just for you so that you're not just as easy as it is for us to pick up societies and families' programs on what they should do. You need to be a doctor. You need to make X amount of money. Everything straight across the board about life is just like that. Throw it all out the window and find what works for you and only you, because that's how you're going to express your unique personality and divine gifts into the world so that your light shines as bright as possible so your people find you. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I love that. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Wonderful.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
Okay. Let's see. I have Sarah. You are unmuted in Virginia.
Yes, it's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, how are you doing? So you may want to answer this in the other call since you were saying so many of us are having that twin flame question. But since
okay.
our call, I don't know, you may not want to answer this today. You may want to do it in that other call, but if we choose not to, being you saying that the one that I was with was my twin flame, and I know we did work on him, if I choose
uh-huh.
not to go back and reconnect with him again in this lifetime, will I still be able to complete my mission, or is he still an integral part of it?
Oh, God, no. I would be pretty mad. I'd probably have an immediate meeting with my divine guidance if I was completely blocked from living my life purpose dependent upon another human being. That's kind of, that would make me mad. What if he's being really slow and crazy? Then what do I do? Sit and knit for the rest of my life? Of course not. Rock it out, sister. You've got this.
Yeah. Yeah, because like we said, you know, being it was abusive, you know, I don't want to go back to that. And then
no.
I was
my life on
hold for him. So.
No. Always, you know, those twin flame situations and things like that, yes, they can propel us. Yes, they can bring us to a whole new level of experience. But just remember, it's just upon meeting your twin flame, you coming together, sharing an energy field, having that energetic experience, you got the download. You've already got it all. So you don't have to worry about him catching up or doing the right things or anything. Our journeys are never about, you know, everybody else playing ball so we can too, or keeping up. I mean, we can go as far and as fast as we would like. So absolutely not. Do what honors you and your space, and everything will be perfect.
Yeah, because that's kind of what I was feeling, but I guess it was maybe my ego's mind, since we had our call coming up, and I was like, I need to ask her that. That's probably more my thinking.
No, you've got it. You've got everything you need to rock it out. Do what honors yourself. If you don't want to make that connection, by all means, do not make that connection.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right. You're very okay. welcome. Let's see. Bodai? Web caller? I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with the name.
From Norway?
Hello? Yes, from Norway. Hi, how are
yes.
you?
Oh, I'm good right now. Thank you very much. I'm listening to this cord cutting thing you do. I had a lot of cords cut some years ago. I attended a theta healing class, and the guy who was working with me, he cut an awful lot of cords. But what I wonder is, can they come back?
Oh, absolutely. If you reconnect to a person, if you if you do a lot of trauma work and you're really thinking about that person or that situation, you will reattach to them. Absolutely. Oh,
okay. Then we have something to work on when I have the one-on-one with you. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. But I have a practical question as well. If I play on the, you know, open MP3 player, this silent MP3s, for instance, the entity removal one, will that, in Ethereum healing mode, will it affect cats, for instance, in the room? Will they
will
be
it affect
cats, animals?
Oh.
Will they be affected by it?
Animals are extraordinarily sensitive, and it will not affect them negatively, but if they look like they're just trying to, you know, listen
if they look spooked.
Yes, because it's theta brainwave frequency with the beats, and so
yes.
they're not spooked. They're probably like, why does my brain feel so weird?
So. Yeah, I know, because I know they have reacted when I have worked with theta healing myself before,
yes.
and they look at me like I'm strange or something. So I wonder,
yes.
when it's a silent MP3, if they will pick up the theta healing or mode as well. So that's
absolutely
what I want. Okay. One more practical. When I send picture, I don't have many pictures of myself, only with other people. Can I cut off the other people and just send you the piece that is me?
Absolutely. And just so everyone is aware, I do not have to have the pictures to do your reading. So if you don't want to send a picture, don't stress out about it. We were doing that for the call when I was in my interview with Aram, just because when I have to do them so fast, just makes it really easy for me to connect into that specific energy. But since we are having a session and we will connect directly one-on-one, I do not have to have them. So nobody stress out or worry about that. And just so everyone has the information, all of my call-in information for the conference call line, because that's where we will do all of the sessions, that is posted on the Facebook page, that is posted on my website, that's posted in various places so everyone can find it.
Yeah,
and that's
I found
the best
it.
Place to go, because they are recorded, so you can have them for future reference.
Okay.
So great
Thank
question.
You.
You're very
Thank you
welcome.
Very much. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, it looks like our hour is up. I am going to unmute everybody so we can say our goodbyes. And it was amazing connecting with you. And I am so excited to interact and connect one-on-one and keep moving forward in our Facebook group and our group calls so we can just get bigger and brighter and just live in our unconditional love and abundance. You're all included.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All the information. See, I hope you understand I'm not saying that. Just have a normal social conversation with some people. Just
want
to Is that good or is this wrong?
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.